Pharaoh words for him, then I don't have them. You see, my brain has not yet reached the point where it could form a thought that could adequately describe the greatness of my God. And my lungs have not yet developed the ability to release a breath of enough agility to breathe out the greatness of his love. And my voice is so inhibited, restrained by all the human limits that you can think of, that it's even hard to send a praise of. You see, if there are words from my God, then I don't know about you, but I don't have them. My God, his grace is remarkable. Mercies are innumerable. Strength is impenetrable. He is honorable, accountable, favorable. He's unsearchable yet knowable, indefinable yet approachable, indescribable yet personal. He is beyond comprehension, further than imagination, constant to generations, king of not just one, not just Hong Kong, not just Uganda, not just Asia, not just Africa, but every nation. But if there are words for him, then I don't know about you, church, but I don't have them. You see, my words are few, so to try to capture the one true God using my vocabulary would never do. But I just use my words as an expression of worship to a Savior who's both worthy and deserving of my praise and your praise, so I use words. My heart extols the Lord, blesses his name forever. He has won my heart, captured my mind, and has bound them bone together. He has defeated me in my rebellion, conquered me in my sin. He has welcomed me into his presence, completely invited me in. He has made himself the object of my sight, flooding me with mercies in the morning, drowning me with grace in the night. But if there are words for him, then I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I don't have them. But what I do have is good news. For my God knew the man-made words would never do. For words are just tools that we use to point to the truth. So he sent his son, Jesus Christ, as the word, living proof. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, giving nothingness formation. And by his word he sustains in the power of his name. For he is before all things, and over all things he reigns. Holy is his name. So praise him for his life. The way he persevered in strife and pain for my sins, so that I could avoid eternal destruction. The way he willingly took my place. The way he persevered in strife. The humble Son of God becoming the perfect sacrifice. Praise him for his death. That he willingly took my place. That he lovingly adored the grave. That he battled all the enemy and the third day rose in victory. Praise him as the risen king. Lift your voice and sing. For one day we will be united with him for eternity. Eternity! So it's not just words that I proclaim, church. For my words point to the word. And the word has a name. Hope has a name. Joy has a name. Peace has a name. Love has a name. And that name is Jesus Christ. Praise his name forever.